And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, this day of the election for school board president, and Lum, although he is reluctant to admit it, is out to win back his old post, now held by Caleb Wehart. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot'em Down store and library. Grandpappy Spears is just entering. Listen.
Tommy, oh, well, howdy, Grandpap. Come howdy, howdy, howdy. Come right on back here. I don't think we can have a fast game of checkers. Lum ain't here now. I'm going to. He's over there at the school board election. Yeah, yeah, how'd you know that? Well, I just over there just now and heard Lum got elected president. He did? Well, president of the school board, not president of the United States. Yeah, well, that's what he's running for, was president of the school board. Good for old Lum. I figured he would after all the trouble he went to to get himself elected.
Got out of bachelor petitions favoring himself, and I don't know what all.
Yeah, I thought he was saying the other day he never wanted that office.
Well, that's what he says, Grandpap, but actually he's just dying to get to be president of that board again.
Just putting that on, huh?
Oh, I can see clean through Lum when he gets to talking that way.
Well, he's got his wish now, so he ought to be happy.
Oh,
he's the new president.
Well, he'll be happy. Yeah, of course, he won't act like he's happy, though. He'll go around here making out like they just pushed him into the job and he's just doing it because they need him so bad and they can't get along without him and all that.
Well, I recollect when Ezra was president, he done a pretty good job of it.
Why, sure he did. And old Caleb Wehart, far as that goes, he ain't done a bad job this last year, neither.
No, he never.
No, sir.
I don't see why they need him so bad.
Well, of course, that's just what Lum tries to get you to think, you know, what they can't do without him.
Of course, now, I will say that Lum makes a gooder, and I recollect when he was president of the board before, he done an awful lot for him. Fixed up the front steps there and got a new blackboard, got some colored chalk for the children's
priorities. Yeah, yeah, that's right. He works at it. He got a racer firm over there that hung on the board there. That thing stayed there a year or two. The only thing I'm talking about is I wish Lum would just come right out flat-footed and admit that he wants to be president.
He ought to, yeah.
Why, sure, cut out all that stuff about being a sacrificing martyrs and being demanded by the people and all that.
Yeah, he ought to cut that
Why,
out.
Why, sure.
Nobody'd blame him for wanting to be president of the school board. That's an honor. It ain't no disgrace.
Why, no. Of course, you know Lum, you know. He never wants nobody to think that he's egotistical. And, on the other hand, he always wants to make everything look more important than it actually is, too.
Yeah, you're right, Abner. Lum's cute about them things. I don't know what's with him.
No, no. You know what he told me just before he went over at election today?
No, what? He got the recite.
He said another reason he never wanted to get elected was because everybody'd stand around congratulating him. He said that always embarrassed him something wonderful for him to do that.
Embarrassed him?
That's what he said.
I love to be congratulated for something.
So does Lum, actually. He just talks that way. Know me, he'd be the worst one disappointed feller in this world if folks never congratulated him.
Why, sure he would.
I bound you, Grandpappy, if he'd come in here right now and we never jumped up and shaken his hand and slapped him on the back and all that, why, he'd be so took down he'd just stomp right out of this door here and never come back.
Oh, yeah, that's just about what it happened.
No, he'd just die and kill him. Plum out and kill him.
Jiminy Abner, I got an idea.
Huh?
What if we actually done that? Sit here and ignore his winning election. Just act like nothing new ain't happened.
Not even shake his hand once?
No, don't hardly look up even. We just sit here and concentrate on our checker game.
Oh, well, I don't know. I don't believe we better do that, Grandpap.
Well, why not?
Oh, well, that'd just be too mean. We couldn't do that to Lum.
Well, he said he wanted it that way, didn't he?
Well, of course, he said that, but you know as well as I do that he never meant it, Grandpap.
Well, maybe they should learn him a lesson to say what he means then. We'd just be doing it for his own good. Maybe he'll stop putting on that way.
Well, of course, I never had looked at it just that way, I don't believe.
Well, look at it that way for a minute.
No, it would be funny, sorter, wouldn't it?
Better hurry and get the checkerboard out and get set down here before he comes in.
Yeah, Lord, if that election's over, he'll be rushing in here any minute. Now, pull up that other chair there, Grandpa, and I'll get out the board first.
Yeah, all right. Recollect now, be sure and keep a straight face when he comes in.
Yeah, don't worry about me. I just hope we're doing the right thing, though.
Yeah. Well, I know where. He'll do him good.
I hope so.
Yeah, get them checker set out
here. Yeah, yeah, let me dump them right out here on the floor. Which ones you want, the red ones or the black ones?
Oh, don't make no difference to me. The way I feel today, I could beat you with any pigeon-toed color.
Yeah, we you see about that right now. Don't forget who won the last time we played.
I don't recollect who.
I do. I win it. That's
oh, yeah, I don't know. I had a sore knee then.
Oh, quit off that.
Well, I did.
Sore knee.
I couldn't hardly hold a board. No wonder I couldn't win. Oh, wait a minute, Abbott. There comes old Lum. There he comes out there. We better stop fussing and get started.
Yeah. Here, you got a couple of your men on the wrong squares there, Grandpa.
All right. No, six. Oh, yeah, here, ain't it? Yeah, move it.
Yeah, that's good. Go ahead, you can be first. And try not to cheat today.
Cheat?
Yes.
Well, I never cheated my whole life, and I know it.
Yes, sir, Grandpap, it sure is a nice day today. Uncommonly pretty weather.
Oh, my, yes, it sure is.
Yeah.
Your move, Abner.
Oh, hell, all right. Well, for the land's sakes, Grandpap, look who's here. I never heard you come in long.
Oh, you never, huh? Well... Here I am.
Yeah, see you there. Yeah, see ya, Grandpap, man. You moved right there, didn't you?
Yeah, right there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm back from the big election.
Well, sir, Grandpap, believe I'll just move right over there, right there.
I said I just got back from the big election, Abner.
Yeah, I heard you, yeah. Right, go ahead, Grandpap.
Move. Well, don't press me. I'm studying here.
Well, you better study if you're going to do any good in this game. I'll tell you that. Get your thinking cap on.
Sure was a close election this year.
Well, Grandpap, you can't move that away. Look,
I know the rules. I was just resting on that square there for a minute.
Resting?
Figure out something tricky here.
Well, just watch yourself.
Yes, sir. It sure was close.
And it sure was what, Long?
I say the election was short.
Grandpap, cut out that resting. You ain't that hard. Doggies and checkers ain't so heavy to lift.
I'll play my game and you play yours.
All right, but let's play the same game. Play checkers, both of us.
Poor old Caleb Wehunt. I hear he lost out on election this year.
He did, huh?
Yeah. He didn't win.
Well, you sure now that's your move, Grandpap?
Yeah, that's it right there.
You just ain't resting for a while now.
No, hit stand right there and you help me out of it if you want to, but I won't budge.
No, yes, I want you to move. I don't want to get out of it. Of course, now.
What's the matter?
Thought I had something studied out there. Dad, blame it all anyway.
Yeah, sure is a good thing Sister Simpson never won that election today.
Let's see here, now, I had something figured out.
A woman wouldn't make no good of a school board president, no way. Ain't that what you think, Grandpap?
How's that, Lum? I wouldn't hang out with you. Don't sit there and join with Lum so much. Can't you see I'm trying to concentrate here?
Oh, excuse me, Abner.
And I believe I'll try that right there.
Well, good. Yeah, sure, there's the worst one mistake you ever made, Abner Peabody.
Is that so?
Gonna be right down in your king roll there in a minute.
See, you get out of that there, so smart. Boy,
you know, Abner, it always tickles me how anxious folks are to find out how some little old election comes out.
Yeah. Sure, move, Grandpap. Move.
I know it is.
Well, do something. Just don't stand there and look
at
it.
Yeah, first thing they ask, who win? Who win the election, they want to know.
Yeah, I reckon that's people for you.
There's my move, Abner. Right there. Right, you, I just give up right now and save myself a lot of embarrassment.
This game ain't over yet, Grandpap.
Well, what are you fellas doing, playing a game of checkers?
Yeah, playing
checkers. Well, who's winning? It's always interesting to know who wins something. No matter what it is, checker games or foot race or election.
Yeah, it is interesting. You want us to let you know who wins this game quick as it's over?
Yeah, I wish you would. Love to know the worst way.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to have to wait long, neither. How do you like that move right there, Grandpa?
Don't worry me none. I've just been holding back so far to keep the game even. I'll start playing my level best now.
Keep it even? Because I'm so far ahead of you now, you ain't hardly in the game no more.
Well, if you fellas think you can get along without me for a little while, I believe I'll run down to the barber shop.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead, Lon.
Might be some fellas down there that want to ask me some questions about something. Fellas that's interested in civic affairs, education, stuff like that.
Yeah.
I'll be seeing you sometime.
Yeah, all right. I'll call you up and let you know how the game comes out.
Yeah, do that.
Yeah, so long.
Yeah, so long, Mom.
Oh, Lordy. Grandpap, did you see his face when he left out of here? Standing there on first one foot and the other, twisting and squirming like a fella's being pestered by a wasp. We oughtn't to have did that, Grandpap.
No, I reckon we oughtn't. It was comical.
Oh, Lord, me, I couldn't hardly hold a face.
He kept trying to bring up that subject and get us to ask him who win the election.
I just couldn't hardly keep from laughing at it a couple of times. Saved my life. Special. Oh, winter.
All right, Granny, just wait till one of you varmints wins the election sometime.